This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We are still a long way from done on the federal budget for the coming fiscal year, but the initial proposal from the White House had some not great news for residents of the Great Lakes Basin. Longstanding plans to clean up industrial pollution in the biggest freshwater system in the world have been zeroed out, money that would have been spent remedying more than 40 trouble spots around the lakes. Dan Crocker from Minnesota Public Radio reports that one of the biggest of them sits at the headwaters of Lake Superior.
100 years ago, U.S. Steel built a massive mill along the banks of the St. Louis River, about 10 miles southwest of downtown Duluth, where it flows into the giant lake. For decades, the plant provided great jobs, but along with logging mills and other industries that once lined the river, it also left behind a long legacy of pollution.
And they pumped all their sludge and stuff from the coke ovens just up here, I'll show you.
Rob Moss steers his fishing boat upriver to the site of the old Duluth Works, where he worked a half century ago making barbed wire that was shipped to Vietnam. He raised his kids just blocks from the river.
I used to come down here and fish with them off the point and stuff here just to catch fish, but you couldn't. You'd take them home if you cooked them, you'd all stunk. You know, they just smelled terrible. You could tell they weren't healthy or clean.
Since then, the river has made a remarkable comeback, thanks in large part to a new sewage treatment plant. Moss is 71 now, and he fishes the river more than 200 days a year, and he's even able to eat much of what he catches. But toxic contaminants still remain trapped in the river sediment.
And so this whole delta area is contaminated sediment.
Mike Bars with the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency points out where the steel mill once stood. One of the byproducts of steelmaking was coal tar, which washed into the river.
And it's up to 17 feet thick in some places.
Of sediment?
Of contaminated sediment.
Altogether, there's enough contaminated muck to fill more than 800 Olympic-sized swimming pools.
It's really hard to see contamination that's under the water, but this is what it's all about. It's in the aquatic ecosystem, and it really is causing some major issues.
Barr says the pollution kills microscopic critters living in that muck that form the base of the food chain. Clean that up, and all the bigger fish and wildlife can thrive. That prospect has Rob Moss excited.
I use it. I use it every day. And I have people that come and fish with me from California, Las Vegas, Florida, all over the country. And they can't believe when you're out here, you don't even know you're by a city.
It's taken several years, but the EPA and U.S. Steel have finalized a $69 million plan to clean up the sediment. They'll each cover about half the cost. But now that deal is in jeopardy. President Trump's proposed budget to Congress calls for cutting the $300 million Great Lakes Restoration Initiative. Dredging and capping the U.S. steel pollution is just one part of a broader plan to clean up the entire St. Louis River estuary by 2020 that's been 30 years in the making. And it's gotten bipartisan support. The Republican-controlled state legislature recently approved $24 million in state funding to aid in the cleanup. The EPA says if funding comes through, work on the U.S. steel project is scheduled to begin next fall. U.S. Steel would only say it can't speculate about future federal funding. But the city of Duluth is banking on it. It has an ambitious $50 million plan to revitalize the riverfront to spark new development. Director of Public Administration Jim Philby Williams says that's dependent on the river first getting cleaned up.
The foundation of all we hope to achieve for our community along the river is completed restoration of the river.
A restoration that's now in doubt. In Duluth, Minnesota, I'm Dan Crocker for Marketplace.